Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. First week of Lent, Wednesday. And the selection here, Peter, is 5 Minutes of Heaven.
5 Minutes of Heaven is something of a misleading title for this film. One thinks that it's about the afterlife, but in fact, in the dialogue of the film, which by the way is about Northern Ireland, there is a statement that getting revenge for the injustices experienced may be your 5 Minutes of Heaven, but where does it lead to? So that's just a comment on the title. The film itself actually stars Liam Neeson and James Nesbitt. And it's based on a true story of a man who actually shot in the days of the Troubles, shot the brother of a young man. And the brother who survived is troubled right throughout his life and dreams of getting some kind of revenge. And after the Good Friday Agreement, there is an arrangement that the two will meet on television. And so it's the preparation of each of them. Liam Neeson is the older version of the man who did the killing. James Nesbitt is the older version of the very troubled man. And without spoiling what happens, I'd have to say it's a film about at least attempts at reconciliation and forgiveness and understanding, despite all the difficulties.
For me to talk about the man I have become, you need to know about the man I was. I was 15 when I joined the EVF, the Ulster Volunteer Force. At that time, there were riots in the streets every week, petrol bombs every day. And it was like we were under siege. You have to understand the mindset. Once you're in, you will do anything. You will kill anyone.
She says, this isn't about men who have become the man they have become, that you have become, or something, I don't know. We want you to meet the man that killed your brother face to face.
With the gospel today, which people ask Jesus for a sign, and he gives them the sign of Jonah, and that's a sign of contradiction, I thought that, in a way, the two protagonists of 5 Minutes of Heaven are signs of contradiction in their own lives. So you've got the Catholic and the Protestant sides. You've got the violence on each side. You've got the resentments. Now, in these times, and the film is fairly recent, is it possible to have reconciliation, and how do you do it?